Today on Building the Bakken.
Is that in the course of about a year's time, we went from thinking the common consensus was maybe about 45,000 wells at the end of the day, maybe looking more like at 55,000.
Letter to our fan club, it cost us $35,000 in postage for every mailing. And now it's as easy as hitting a keystroke on a computer and it's instant.
I believe we have a fairly strong regulatory environment for fracking. In fact, we're very much looked to as a model.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think the gas market globally is certainly getting more liquid than it ever has been.
We need to have better data, because let's face it, it costs a fortune to drill a well these days. So we have to absolutely know what's beneath our feet.
You know, as I started off my presentation yesterday, we've got a workforce problem in the state right now.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days, out there 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with Carl Olson of Geologic Systems, Natural Gas with the CEO of Marathon Oil, Lee Tillman, Bakken Housing with Dr. Nancy Hoder of North Dakota State University. We also talk with Hal Sanders and Gary Delaney of the Government of Saskatchewan, and musician Matthew Nelson, son of Ricky Nelson. Matthew and his brother Gunner will be performing at Norse Kusk Fest October 1st through the 4th in Minot, North Dakota at the State Fair. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. In addition to being the host of Building the Bakken Radio, I'm also a featured writer for a variety of publications across the Upper Midwest and within the energy industry. I'd like to invite you folks to pick up a copy of the Bakken Breakout Magazine, distributed and published by the Bismarck Tribune, for my latest article on the relationship between ag and energy. And one more I'd like to mention is in the Dickinson Press's oil publication, The Drill. ND or bust? Is North Dakota going to save Las Vegas economy? Pick up a copy of The Drill, an oil publication put out by the Dickinson Press, and read our feature story, ND or bust. For more articles and feature stories, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. In addition to Building the Bakken Radio and Building the Bakken Print, we also have a Building the Bakken podcast feature here as well. I invite you folks to download iTunes and access Building the Bakken. Past shows and podcasts are available through iTunes. That's the Building the Bakken podcast, available on iTunes. And one last thing I'd like to mention, and that is the Building the Bakken newsletter. Our newsletter is only once a week with pre-qualified and edited information for those interested in the business of the Bakken. Building the Bakken is a news magazine program that focuses on educating and informing about the lifestyle and the business of the Bakken oil field. This program would not be possible without our sponsors. We'd like to thank MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions, Montana Rig Mat, Better Mats, Better Prices, Montana Rig Mat, and the Rocky Mountain Energy and Infrastructure Summit, happening August 21st through the 23rd in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We'd like to thank those sponsors once again here on Building the Bakken. And for more information on any one of our sponsors, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Once again, that's MBI Energy Services, Montana Rig Mat, BakkenLocator.com, and the Rocky Mountain Energy and Infrastructure Summit, happening August 21st through the 23rd in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Just Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Technology, we talk with Carl Olson of Geologic Systems.
Carl Olson.
With Geologic Systems. Let's start with talking about what it is Geologic Systems does.
Absolutely. Well, what we do is we take the data that people need, such as production data and well data, we take it and we put it into a mapping and browsing tool so that if you're thinking about drilling a well, you want to look at the wells in the surrounding area and see what sort of production they've got, how deep the wells are, how long it took to drill, that sort of thing. So we take all that information and we put it in a mapping and browsing package so that you can visualize the data. So it's not just looking at information in a spreadsheet. You can actually build a map with your data and actually visualize it on screen. I'm a geologist, and us geologists, we're real visual type folks, so we like to see maps. We like to see maps of our data. We like to plot things out so that we can make intelligent decisions whether we want to drill or not. So with our product called GeoScout, basically we have all the well information for all of Western Canada, for North Dakota, for Montana. So all the well data, all the production data, all in one package. It's easy. You spend less time gathering data, more time analyzing it.
And can these maps lay over each other?
Absolutely. With our product, GeoScout, we use a layering system so we can build multiple layers so we can see exactly what's going on in an area. So we can have structure maps, we can do contour maps, we can lay different formations on top of each other so we get the full story of what's going on.
Last year, two-part question. I'll start with the first part. Governor Ed Schaefer called this a technology boom, not an oil boom.
Oh, absolutely. It's a technology boom.
And that was Carl Olson of Geologic Systems. To listen to the entire interview or other features on Bakken technology, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com, or you can access them via iTunes.
Hey, we're going to do a good old-fashioned Bakken barbecue. Halliburton has been cooking for 2 days. They've cooked 2,500 pounds of pork, 800 pounds of sausage, over 500 pounds of chicken. So,
bass ain't banging and the vocals are rough. Brother, it ain't country, no.
Everyone's favorite are the fish tacos, but they've got burgers, steaks, salads, I mean, pretty much everything.
Not control. You hear it on the radio and don't turn it up. Brother, it ain't country, no.
Here, and the first experience was, oh, where are all the rigs? Because you have so much country here.
It ain't about whiskey sipping, guitar picking, tractors, trailers, trucks, or prison, man, it ain't a country song.
In a car, they're in a tent, they're in some other building that's not meant for human habitation. We've actually found people living in haystacks, in grain bins. We found one guy that basically gets shelter in a culvert each night.
It ain't country, no.
This was one of those stories where one reporter can't cover. There's too much happening at one time in too many places.
If you hear it and it ain't stuck in your head all day, it's got a pop backbeat and it's sung the wrong way.
If you're not making money in the Bakken, you just truly are not thinking hard enough.
Brother, it ain't country, no.
Looking for a helping hand, look at the end of your doggone arm. North Dakotans aren't looking over their shoulder for the government to help them.
Some fur coat wearing wannabes producing your stuff. And brother, you ain't country enough. If you can't move to it, groove to it, up and slam some boots to it, party to it all night long. If it ain't about whiskey sipping, guitar picking, tractors, trailers, trucks, or prison, man, it ain't a country song.
As long as I'm working, my mom and dad are happy.
Okay.
And a shower.
Well, that was always the key, especially going to Thunder Bay.
And he doesn't like life, I guess. It
starts rocking. Insanity, right? North Dakota, the Bakken plague. Brother, it ain't country enough.